Sports and Recreation reporting on SDPB is supported by Regional Health, helping patients and communities live well.
Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. We close out this hour with your Sports and Rec update with Nate Wack. Hey, Nate.
Hey, Lori. How's it going today?
Good. Welcome back. What's new this week in sports?
Well, there's a lot of stuff that is going on, especially from the high school level. We kind of hit the ground running this week with the boys' golf championships in Class AA and Class A. Those were Monday and Tuesday. Pierre, South Dakota, hosted the Class AA tournament, and the Class A tournament was down in Dakota Dunes. I went down to Dakota Dunes yesterday. Really a gorgeous course. They did get 2 inches of rain Monday night, which kind of made for some difficult course conditions yesterday. But still, the sun came out yesterday, and it's a gorgeous course down in Dakota Dunes. One that I'd love to play someday, but I'd also probably be scared to play it because there's so many nice houses that are on the course, and with the way my slice sometimes works, that could be a problem.
It's not Nate Weck ready.
It's not Nate Weck ready. But Sioux Falls O'Gorman took home the team title in Class AA, and then Aberdeen Roncalli won the Class A tournament. And So congrats to both of those schools on a job well done. And then so today we kind of have a little bit of a break day in the action. And then tomorrow we hit the ground running with the Girls State Tennis Championships in Brandon and Sioux Falls. It's a 3-day event, so Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Saturday, when tennis concludes, it's also a double dip for us because we also have the state soccer championships that are going to be taking place in Aberdeen, and those will all be televised on South Dakota Public Broadcasting as well. So if you enjoy watching high school athletics, this is kind of a big week to kind of get things started and rolling. And then of course after we get done with this week, cheer and dance, cross country are on the horizon. You got the state football championships, state volleyball championships as well that are around the corner in November. So yeah, it's kind of fun that all these things are starting to get going again, and some of these state championship events are right on our back step. So this is an exciting time in South Dakota high school sports.
Right. How do you keep track of it all?
Well,
how do you get where you need to be?
Well, we get a lot of help, obviously, from the South Dakota High School Activities Association. They do a great job of keeping us in line, and we kind of take it from there. There's a big team of us here that all work to make sure that the coverage that we're applying to all these athletics and events, even the fine arts events and things like that, we have a good team in place that ensures that we get the quality coverage that all of these events and the kids deserve.
Right. All right. What else is on your radar?
Well, last week we had the opportunity to go back out to Rapid City. I know we had a few conversations, Lori, about this Post-22 documentary that we wanted to do on the Post-22 American Legion baseball team. And we finally got it done. It's all completed. It's called Dynasty on the Diamond. And we went out to Rapid City last Wednesday to do a special premiere just for the people of Post-22. So there was probably about 55 to 60 people that were there in attendance to watch the official premiere of this documentary. And from what we gathered, people really enjoyed it. Tom Rudebush, who is the voice of Post-22 baseball, made it a point to want to say a few words after it was over, just to kind of give what his overall thoughts were on the documentary.
I thought it was a tremendous presentation on the history of Post-22 baseball, but also what Post-22 baseball has meant not only to Rapid City, but to the state of South Dakota on a national level, to the entire American Legion program. It was very well done. It told the story.
And as you can, obviously we got a lot of positive feedback from the people of Post-22 when we were out there. It was a very fun event. Went down to the movie theater and got some movie theater popcorn so people could sit and have official popcorn while they watched the premiere. And it's actually going to premiere on television tomorrow at 8:30 p.m. Central Time on South Dakota Public Broadcasting Television on our number one channel. So it's kind of exciting that it that it is complete, and I think the final product, I don't think you even need to necessarily be an avid baseball fan to appreciate some of the history that has went through that program and the accolades that they have achieved throughout the last six decades, going back all the way to, you know, like we've talked on the program before too, Lori, about, you know, some of the guys that we spoke to on this documentary goes back to guys that played for the team in 1948. So there's some very experienced individuals that have seen this program grow from being when there was 12 kids on the team to what it is today after 41 state championships, a national title win in 1993. They've had 8 appearances as a program in the American Legion World Series throughout their history as well. So, I mean, there's just so much history and so many high accolades with that program. It was kind of an easy choice, and it's so easy to talk to people, and especially since the state tournament was in Rapid City this past summer, you know, being able to go out there, everybody that we wanted to talk to that was involved in Post 22 is very much at our disposal because they're helping out at the concession stands, taking tickets and things like that. So anybody that we really wanted to talk to that could talk to us about an aspect of Post 22 baseball, you know, we'd talk to somebody and they'd say, oh yeah, go talk to so-and-so. They're selling t-shirts over there. He'd be a really good person to talk to. So then we'd go over there and he's like, yep, I'll talk to you guys. And they were very welcoming to us. It was a fantastic story to be able to tell. I'm glad that they trusted us with telling it. And I'm, you know, I think Kyle Mork, who was the director and editor on the project, did a fantastic job too with some of the video that he shot. And for the coaches to let us go in the dugout during the game, you know, not all coaches are a fan of that kind of thing. And to have the Post 22 program allow us to kind of get some of those exclusive shots that your typical television stations can't get was very special too. And you know, the big thing is that they were happy with the final product, and that's ultimately what we wanted to do. We wanted it to be something that they could look on and be proud of, and I think it's something that a lot of people in South Dakota, sports fans, people that have watched baseball and have been a fan of American Legion baseball for many years, can watch it as well and appreciate what Post 22 has done.
All right. It premieres on SDPB TV tomorrow night, 8:30 Central, 7:30 Mountain. Is that correct, Nate?
That is correct. Yep. Dynasty on the Diamond. Set those DVRs.
All right. Nate Wack, thanks so much for your time today. We'll see you next week.
All right. Thanks, Lori.